This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let me tell you why Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs are the only eggs I have in my fridge. The hens. They're living the good life. Fresh air, sunshine, and wide-open pastures. I use my Vital Farms for my famous frittatas. And you could trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Check the carton for the farm name, pop it into vitalfarms.com/farm, and boom, you're looking at the pasture. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Joining us right now, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. As we continue to discuss the case of Brian Koberger and a lot of important dates that are not far away, the judge has given Koberger's attorneys, again, now 3 more weeks to submit evidence for Koberger's alibi if he plans to use that in his defense, which has been what they're saying they're going to use. Obviously, the problem being there's no details to this alibi other than he likes to go driving around it. But now they've said you have to provide exact whereabouts of that night, and any witnesses or students or anybody who can support that claim. They haven't done it already. Are they going to now? How would they if they already said they don't have anything?
Yeah, it again, I'm fascinated to hear it if it exists, but it does seem like if they had him, here's the car 50 miles away caught on camera, that would be great, you know, but at this point, is the driving around, this is my speculation, just going to be an excuse for why his car was spotted in Moscow near the residence? Oh, he just likes to drive and just happened to be in that area, you know, which would, I think, do more harm than good as an attempted defense. That just doesn't fly.
Yeah, it seems like a slippery slope to go down. It seemed kind of stupid to say that out loud to begin with, that he likes to go driving around at night. Okay, great. Let's figure that out. Where were you driving? And the thing is, now we're going to have to try and find out, does the footage even exist anymore? Which it probably does not. Everything that they've gathered, they've already gathered. And these systems don't tend to hold it much longer than a couple days. So there's likely not going to be any of that evidence to prove it. But even if there is, even if we do find something, isn't it a little more damning towards him if we find footage of him driving in other locations in relation to where the house was?
Yes, I think so. I don't think it's going to benefit them unless they have something that's really going to surprise us all.
Exactly. Were you surprised at all by the judge's decision to not grant that stay and very much lay down a very strict timeline here leading up to October 2nd?
I can't say I was surprised. I don't know enough about, you know, the legal technicalities about how often that's done in a death penalty case. And I had heard from so many criminal defense attorneys that, oh, it's not going to go in October. They're going to delay it. Of course, they're going to delay it. So only from that point of view, I was surprised. But frankly, I think for most of us, when we've got these cases that seem like they just go on and on for months or sometimes years, it's a relief if can we just get to this, you know, so I am in a way relieved if it's going to hurry up.
It really kind of stood to me as if the judge was very much seeing through all the stall tactics and realize, look, I mean, they just keep coming back with the same monotonous nonsense that doesn't really support any arguments. And I feel like he's like, look, if you don't have anything of value to say here for a legitimate defense, then yes, we're just going to keep moving forward unless you raise some issue that we need to focus on. But to have more time to keep going over things that are really nothing, fluff, we're just not going to allow you to keep doing that. And there's the arguments of, oh, there's how many terabytes of data that sound extremely overwhelming. Is this case really that complicated when it comes down to the amount of evidence that they're going through? Or is this very much attorneys, you know, speaking because of course they're going to want more time?
Right, right. Yeah. It seems like there's a very clear and decisive judge who seems very fair, but he's, you know, doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. Sometimes you get the sense that judges are almost sort of bullied by attorneys and it can get very convoluted and strange. But this does feel like he's being very clear and trying to be very fair.
It does make you wonder a little bit, though, of with pushing this through at the speed that it's going, which is kind of amazing in many aspects, considering this thing, he'll be in court, in trial, less than a year after the alleged crimes actually were committed, of any sort of appellate issues that could come up on the other end. Because the faster you go through something like this, you know, the more opportunities there are for issues to arise down the road.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
It always happens right before the whistle. There's a little voice that says, what if I mess up? What if I'm not ready? I see a whole highlight reel of everything I don't want to happen. Missed shots, turnovers, letting my team down. And for a second, there's doubt. But then I realize I've done enough to be where I'm at. The early mornings, the extra reps, the days I wanted to quit and didn't. So I smile. Self-doubt is natural, but my smile is a reminder that I'm resilient. To put more smiles out into the world, Colgate has supported female athletes for over 50 years with the Colgate Women's Games. The Colgate Women's Games is the nation's longest running indoor track and field series for girls and women. Colgate, your smile is your strength.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.